we have discussed in previous lectures the reality that nature is truth. It is billions of years old. It is proven to be true by the test of time. We now want to discuss more about what is nature and what is not nature. Nature is a ferocious system. Nature is a wolf running through the forest and ripping open the throat of its prey. It's important to distinguish nature from middle-class bourgeois environmentalism in the West. These are not the same thing. Their view of nature is nature as seen through an air-conditioned SUV window, a picture on a cookie box, a video on HDTV. It's important not to get real nature confused with a virtual picture of nature. If the average Western environmentalist was put back in nature, they'd be begging to get back into the modern world as fast as possible. Nature was ferocious. How many people would like to wake up in the morning and have to cook breakfast over a fire and then go out and hunt all day and maybe face starvation in the cold? It was a grim system, but it was a self-sustaining system that offered a long-term future. Insofar as the modern world can be reformed, it must get back to principles of nature. This will be very controversial. For example, nature is a system for cleansing the diseased, the perverted, the unhealthy. These forms of life are killed off in nature. Some political systems, particularly in the ancient world, had a system to emulate this, most notably Sparta, with the exposure of children to nature, where the sickly and the unfit died, and only the fit were then born. In modern society, there is a total contradiction of this. All sorts of perverts, misfits, misshapen fetuses are kept alive, and this is considered charitable. At the other end of life, non-functional vegetables are kept alive for billions and billions of dollars in cost. This is not natural, and insofar as nature is true and nature is a reflection of fate, God, divine law, whatever you want to call it in your culture, this is a violation of that law. It is not a question of playing God. The people who are playing God are the Christians doing this kind of action, where creatures that would be killed off in nature are kept alive artificially. Meanwhile, while there's all this talk about human rights and human compassion, there's an unprecedented wave of cruelty and mass murder towards other forms of life. They talk about a right to life. A right to life for whom? Not for the other species which are being exterminated at a rate greater than in 65 million years with the Permian extinction before that. So this is a lie. They are not really talking about a right to life. And even for humans, what they are doing is going to lead to death. This is not true. This is a deception. We are moving into an era where lies are crumbling. Again, you need to think in terms of time. Time is millions of years, and the temporary emergence of America as a dominant world power is just a tiny little snippet in time. It's not the be-all and end-all. It's just a tiny little snippet in time, and it's really the fact that it's collapsing so quickly is a devastating indictment of the sorry state of what it is. So you don't want to get distracted by temporary ideas. You need to think long-term, and long-term means thinking how the world population is going to be reduced on a very major level. And reducing it means going back to nature. These are facts that need to be considered.